This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for joining here on episode 322 of Optimal Living Advice. I'm your host, Greg Audino, here with you once more to take a question from one of your fellow listeners about something that they're struggling with in their life and offering some support and some guidance. Now, today's asker is a little concerned about the state of her current friendships. Different, yet not so much unlike the predicament we found ourselves in episode 310. From about a month ago. Though today, I think we're going to take a really important look at loyalty specifically, as it seems to be an undercurrent of her friendships, for better or worse. Let's see what we can do and start optimizing your life. I have a group of friends that I've spent most of my time with over the past 2 to 3 years. They're very open to meeting new people, but can also be quick to judge if they feel that they've been betrayed. They also really value loyalty. Recently, one of them introduced a new friend to our group. I'll call her Jane. She's been a fun addition and has been coming to different activities for the past few months. However, my friends have started to ice her out. I learned it's because she was allegedly talking about one of our friends, I'll call him John, to a few people in our group. When I asked her about it, she explained it like she was venting to our friends because she was upset with one friend's behavior. When Jane tried to talk to John about why she was upset, he wasn't interested in talking about it and he shut her down. I understand where both friends are coming from. I would be hurt if I learned she was talking about me to my other friends. But I also know John is quick to judge and doesn't take feedback well. My question is, should I be friends with her even though my friends don't like her? I don't agree with her behavior, but I don't think her behavior warrants ending a friendship either. At the same time, I don't want to risk damaging my friendship with the others because I'm spending time with her. This is further complicated by the fact that we go to the same gym and see each other regularly. Okay, love a question with some good name substitution. Those don't come through enough. Thank you so much for sending this in, Asker. Now, I have to say, I kind of worry about the group health of you and your friends. Now, surely you wouldn't be reaching out if there wasn't an issue at hand, and therefore your question is bound to focus more on said issue than all the things that you enjoy about this group on a day-to-day basis. But based on the information that I've been given, I still feel a little uneasy. Now, I think we can all relate to and support how you've introduced this group. Most of us would think of ourselves as being open to new people, yet also putting loyalty first and acting defensively or setting boundaries if we feel as though we've been betrayed. But my concern is that this isn't so much about loyalty as it might be an unhealthy attachment to one another, staying in your cocoon and keeping outsiders limited to first chances but not second. And I think that that concern is there because of how you present this question and the fact that your feelings seem to be at odds with what feels like pre-established group rules. I have a hunch that there might be too many boundaries and an almost club-like feel, complete with its list of limitations. I feel like something like that has possessed either you or this group at large. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking me what you're asking me, which is essentially for permission to be your own person and like who you want to like, even if your other friends aren't fans of them. So you said, I don't agree with her behavior, but I don't think her behavior warrants ending a friendship. You seem to be running a test or managing a business transaction instead of leading with your feelings and just letting them flow through. So what I feel is the first and main objective for you here is to get clear on what those feelings really are. It's clear that you want to keep Jane around, but what's a layer deeper? I may be wrong, but to me it seems like you're trying to say one of two things. Coming through is either someone who wants to maintain a friendship with Jane simply because they like Jane, or someone who wants to maintain a friendship with Jane because her rule breaking isn't so unforgivable that she's lost her spot. So in other words, someone whose main intention is to just like who they want to like, or someone whose main intention is to first consider whether or not group violations have been violated. Either way, I really admire this loyalty in you. And it's probably the same loyalty that I think you can recognize and love about your group. But I do think it's worth it to remind ourselves of that difference between loyalty and unhealthy attachment that I mentioned at the beginning. Plain and simple, if you want to live in true loyalty for yourself, as well as see whether or not your friend group is built upon true loyalty, then be friends with Jane if it feels right to. Why? Because a good, loyal group of people that truly cares for you will support you having friends that they don't necessarily get along with or disagree with. And this goes with how your group treats you and how you treat Jane. So forget about discomfort at the gym. This is bigger than that. It seems to me that this is the direction you're trending in, staying loyal to your people, but on your own terms instead of anyone else's. If your friends reject this in you and reject you because of your friendship with Jane, then you might have just outgrown that group. And if so, you know, it's been a good few years, they've taught you a lot, and it might just be time to leave peacefully, perhaps in hopes that they'll soon become more accepting of you and grow in the same direction, but, you know, trusting yourself enough to live perfectly well even without that happening. Now, with all that being said, there is still the possibility that even though you'd like to maintain a friendship with Jane, you somehow find that you can't, and that, you know, you're more inclined to stay within the safety of your group, even if that group is suppressing you. Now, that wouldn't be an abnormal response, but it would change the conversation and the goal for you, I think. So if that were to happen, I would think that the most growth for you would come from thinking very critically about why you rely on what feels like overly conditional love from the friends that you have, and why that overpowers your ability to be your own person. That would be a lot to think about, but it would be highly important as well, and worth the time. So if you do find yourself in this position, all I'll say is that Jane is living proof that you can indeed cultivate friendships with different people that are maybe more aligned with you in the right ways. All right, and thanks again to the asker for this great question and what I'm hoping you felt to be an equally great response and episode. Growing out of our friendships, or even the potential of doing so, can be extraordinarily scary to think about. So for you to at least step up today, ask this question, and start to separate any differences in values between you and your friends, it's really great work, and I'm proud of you, as I am of all of you guys. Now, if you have a question of your own that you would like to send in, you can go ahead and do it by emailing me at advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. I'd be happy to hear from you and help you out, which I hope you know by now. So don't be shy. And aside from that, we're all done here today. Another one in the books, folks. Thank you so much for coming and making another episode possible. And I'll see you next time, where we will help another listener out and where your optimal life awaits.